Welcome to Knotcast, episode 186, Beneficial Blocking.
Yes.
Blockage.
Oh my.
Eat more fiber.
Fruit and fiber. That's us. Bisexuals, fruit and fiber.
Fiber's the
what?
Straight side?
Where we're fruity and we're ass fucking, so fruits and fiber.
The more you know.
I'm not ass fucking.
I'm Tavern.
Oh, we'll get you a strap on. That'll be our.
He's Fuzz Wolf.
Our item from Adam and Eve will be a nice peg for you.
And the couch is Shiva.
I'm Fuzz Wolf. Wait, what?
He got distracted by pegging.
Yeah.
Again.
Pegging. Oops.
So yeah, we're here.
I favorited some pretty primo pegging art for Affinity.
There's been some good pegging coming through.
Yeah, you know who's really good at drawing that is Catass.
You saw that one the other day too. Ooh.
Yeah, that was good. Let me see if I faved that one.
Yeah, that one was really nice. I sent that to a friend, and he was like, "Oh yes, yes please. I'll have a side order of that."
Yeah, that's what it was. It was this bronze artist, this one, right?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, yeah, I love it because he's like, he has a big cock and he's coming. No, foxes can't handle pornography.
Peg.
Oh, nice.
All the
now, hey, you know, we better enjoy it while we can before Romney censors all the porn from the internet.
Did you see Passive Aggression is Magic?
No.
No.
Oh, this is good. Here, read that, Shiva. Smiley face. Actually, Savard, if you go to my first Affinity account, look at the last picture I favorited.
Okie dokie.
You might want to cut this part, although I know you won't, because it's just like, okay, everybody browse the internet.
Everybody, oh, go to Fuzzwolf's FA.
Isn't that so true?
Yes.
And look at his favorites.
There's great facial expressions in this one.
Oh, the one by Sophie Cabra?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you'd seen it. Okay, yep. Cool.
Well, I just... There was the title.
So, She's one of the dealers confirmed for the Den for next year. I can say that much. Holy crap, Furry Fiesta's Dealer's Den sold out in less than an hour.
I'm surprised it took that long.
I had new people helping me this year, and they didn't believe me exactly how many we get, how fast.
I mean, I believe you because I've dealt to other cons that have sold out that quickly. You know, I know it's possible.
I got my parents' booth.
Oh, yes. Good.
I had their reg done in like 3 minutes after it opened.
Yeah, it was just like, I mean, I refreshed the page just as the RA, boom, and then refresh again, boom.
I was wondering if my friends got in. Because I had friends that were like, oh, we totally need to go to Furry Fiesta, and you just need to tell us when it is. And, and I emailed them twice, and I even called them on the day that it opened. And I'm like,
you can't fuck around when it comes to...
And I was like, so if they didn't get in,
table registration,
it's their own fault. Just say, nod your head, no. Okay.
Yep. So.
I am not to blame then, because I did everything that I possibly could.
I'm still getting dealers to make payments, and for Furry Fiesta, dealers don't get locked in until they pay for their table. So I haven't finished finalizing the list, but I've got some people who've paid and are set to go. So.
Right.
I just need to log in and... the system and pay for them.
Yeah. I've been the last couple days, like, now that like we're past AC and we've been so busy lately dealing with this house stuff and trying to find a house and everything like that, that now I'm like, oh shit, I've got to get all the ducks in a row for the August and September conventions. So I've been emailing like three different cons this week getting dealer assistant reg set up so that they're linked to the dealer reg so that, you know, they don't have to stand in a huge normal reg line and shit like that, and making sure that everything is in line. So that's Rocky Mountain Fur Con These are the cons for a planet is going to. Rocky Mountain Fur Con, Tyrion and Zia will be there. Mephit Fermi is next after that, and I will be there, and Buck will be helping me. We have three tables there. Rainforest, Tyrion and me and Zia will be at Rainforest. And then Zia and I will be at Galaxicon in Minneapolis. And then Tyrion will be at Furfright, and I think Siani, Sparf, and Mangi are helping him. And then Tyrion and possibly Buck will be at MFF. And I won't be, so I won't be at MFF or Rocky Mountain or Furfright. And I'll be going to Oklacon, and I usually don't deal at Oklacon because that's my hangout con, and we'll see how much time off I have left by then. So that's what we got going on just the rest of the year.
Yeah.
And we've already got our app has already been approved for Further Confusion in January because you have to plan this shit that far in advance.
For some of the big ones, yeah.
Yeah. Like the FC ones went on sale is either the week before or the week after Anthropon. So it was just like, oh my god, timing.
Yeah, I really want to go do FC this year.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's right there in San Jose. I've been down to where the con is. It's pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
Just haven't been there during the dang con.
Yeah. So what's stopping you? Are you going to go? Or?
Well, we've made plans of the show the last, 3 years? We're totally going to do FC. Woo!
That's right. This year you had, like, the other cons that were out in January.
No,
like...
I just didn't have the money.
Oh, okay.
Because... Panther didn't have the new job then.
Oh, okay.
And
stuff. Well, I was saying, like, this year you were BronyCon in January, and it would have been like,
yeah,
fly in, fly out, kind of. We're like a weekend apart. Or
that's
something.
True. That's
so
true.
That would have been a bit too much. To...
No, actually, yeah, he did have the good job. I'm like, I'm my time.
He's had the good job for like 2 years now, and
almost 2 years. Yeah. What the hell am I thinking?
I don't know what you're thinking, but.
I am Fox. I cannot derp.
So
I actually admit, you cannot derp.
I can only derp. I admit I'm kind of mind fucked today.
Oh, this will be fun.
No, like just today in terms of like the news and shit.
Oh yeah.
It just really has left me in this real mind fucked state where it's like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Fellow nerds getting killed. What the fuck?
I'll never mind that fucking hit and run in California.
Yeah, and then the furries. Yeah. You know, at least they caught that fucker.
Yeah. Actually, well, they caught both of them, but both? On the.
The
guy that shot up the theater and the guy that ran over.
The guy that people. Shot the theater, they said, just gave himself up peaceably.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's.
I'm sure he has an agenda. I'm sure he wants to.
Mm-hmm.
Talk at his trial and shit like that.
Yeah.
Spouse some sort of belief. Well, I guess we'll find out what his motives are other than just being a crazy fucker in the coming weeks. Actually, Saverin, if possible, I'd like you to link the journals about the California couple because there is a move to collect funds to donate to them for their medical bills.
I mean, he lost a chunk of his legs pushing her out of the way.
He lost half of one of his legs and his pelvis was split in two. And he had, like, severe blood loss. And he's still in, like, critical but stable condition. And she had a compound fracture of one of her legs because the car still clipped her. And the four dogs that they were walking were all killed.
Just all four are just gone. That's devastating.
Guy was doing 80 in a residential area, drunk.
My sister knows that area. She was right. Her pediatrician for her kids was right down the street.
Mm-hmm.
She's very familiar with that particular intersection. She said it's a quiet side street, as in there's almost no traffic. It's quiet. That's a four-way stop.
Yeah,
where it happened. I mean, she knew the area, and it's like it was insane.
Yeah,
I read the article. He said he didn't remember even hitting anybody.
Because he was that loaded, and he's had, like, three prior DUIs. He has a suspended license. A
whole bunch of felony charges.
Yeah, he shouldn't have been driving at all. And, you know, I imagine that he's going to have consequences, but they're not going to be very high because no, I mean, nobody died, thankfully, but he can't be charged with manslaughter or murder or anything.
Yeah.
You know, he could be charged with endangerment, animal cruelty, and the DUI itself. But
what was the user's name?
Yeah. Go to Palomino Ponies.
Twitter?
No, not Twitter. FA. Mm-hmm. And he made a journal about it. And his journal, I think at the bottom, there is an update with information on the furry whose sister this was. They're sending funds to his PayPal. And also one of the, if you prefer not to use PayPal, one of the news sites about it has an actual mailing address that they're...
Jesus, look at this fucker's face.
Yeah, yeah. Like, dirt.
He looks drunk in the fucking mugshot. But one of the news sites has a mailing address that you can physically mail check payments to. So, so yeah, these two were furries, and the dude is a fucking hero because, you know, he shoved his girlfriend out of the way of this car. You know, probably saved her life. She was still injured, but she would have been killed otherwise, and he lost his fucking leg and other grievous injuries doing it. So.
Well, in this case, the guy has a long history of arrest, and he's charged with 2 counts of felony hit and run and 4 counts of felony animal cruelty. So these are go-to-jail fuck offenses.
Okay, well, yeah, the fact that there are felonies that... That's something. And yeah, hit and run, the law doesn't look too kindly on. So, you know, hopefully that will.
I mean, hopefully that would be like, I don't know, attempted manslaughter. I don't know what that.
Hopefully that'll be good for a couple years in jail. I don't think they have attempted manslaughter. I think they just have attempted murder.
Yeah.
Because attempted implies that you were trying to do it,
mm-hmm.
and he wasn't trying to kill somebody.
He was just being criminally negligent.
Right, yeah, and a dumbass, so, and drunk.
Yep, I'll toss a link to the journal into the show notes if you want to
good
read up about that situation.
And, you know, help out if you can. You know, I'm sure they will appreciate any assistance they can get. So, yeah, the news lately has just been
pretty
a slew
up.
Of downers, yeah.
Yeah, it's just weird how something, like, unrelated like that will do that to you.
Yeah.
Because it's just so fucking senseless and retarded.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
What the fuck, humanity? So,
yeah.
What the fuck?
Sorry, that's got to you. I understand, though. What's anything you want to talk about, Shiva, going on this week?
Well, the den was in, you know, that was a big thing last
week.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
That's.
So you still got all that to go through, them finalizing and
yeah.
Whatever.
So that's going to be picked at over the next couple of weeks. And of course, we'll be juggling dealers if some of them decide to not go through of it. Because they'll sign up and then they'll go, oh, well, I can't actually go and back out. And other than that, if you'd been following my Twitter, I had a medical procedure that I was supposed to have done yesterday. Got in there, they put me under, they started looking under the hood and discovered, oh, we can't do this here. So I wake up like an hour and a half later to discover that I've been knocked out they've only been able to do 1 of 3 things. And that means, well, crap. I have to go in again. And next week, only this was supposed to be in office. They're actually booking me into the hospital to do what they need to do. So I'd been really gearing myself up mentally to get this done for like months. And it was finally here. It's finally here. I'm going to go through with it. And I wake up and I just have to still keep looking down that decision again.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, crap.
That always sucked. I'm really surprised that they knew what the procedures were going to be.
Well,
and then
they didn't
like,
know that things were fucked up inside as much as they were.
Oh, okay.
So that
Sorry.
Was basic. Well, you know, there's only so much you can tell by the outside, and you open and look inside, and oh,
yeah.
Well, So they actually have to move me to the hospital. Plus, I was having some problems breathing while under sedation, so they wanted to basically get to where they couldn't control my airway better.
Mm-hmm.
and go from there. But it's mostly the whole, this is kind of a major decision, and I had been gearing up for this for so long, and I thought it was going to be done with, and nope. So next week I'll be going to the hospital to get that taken care of. Hopefully it'll actually work this time.
Right, yeah.
And then I'll be a very sore puppy for next weekend, which sucks because group of furs was going to go down tubing in the Guadalupe. And I wanted to go tubing in Guadalupe, and I think I'm going to be too damn sore to go tubing.
Don't push yourself. You don't want to injure anything while you're healing.
Or get any sort of river critters into sutures and alien crawdad babies.
So
yeah, you're seeing Prometheus, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened in Prometheus.
That she went swimming after surgery?
Yeah, yep. Totally. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Alien butt babies.
I'm going to, you know, it's like, crap. Well, one and two, I'm going to miss tubing. Sigh. Wow. Cry.
Just read. I hadn't actually read all this. It is just so fucked up about Beast Cub and all that.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, for fuck's sake. You know, that's just insane.
Yeah.
Said the driver had no remorse, is only concerned about what happened to him, and the driver is upset that the deaths of the dogs are part of his crime because they're quote-unquote just animals.
Yeah, well.
He's a shit.
That's one thing that's always driven me nuts. I mean, in high school, there were kids, especially, like, teenage boys that would go out and they would say, and they would go look for animals to hit in their car. As in, they would specifically gun for cats if they saw them on the road. Cats were the big thing. But others talked about, oh, I managed to run over a dog or this, that, and the other thing. And I don't get that.
Is that just boredom in a rural town?
I don't know. I mean, I got really mad at them.
That's like step one on the road to being a serial killer.
Yeah. And I lost a couple of cats to the road growing up, and I don't think anybody was aiming for them, but it really ripped me up because it's like, you son of a bitch, that is some little girl's cat you just ran over.
Yeah.
Why would you? And they're like, oh, well, because it's a cat. That's not a good fucking answer. You have just broken some child or some person's heart by running over their kitty. I just don't get that.
Well,
because people are fucking assholes.
There's some just human trash out there. And cruelty to animals is, you know, like Fuzz said, step one to being a serial killer.
Yeah, I mean, they've actually proven that. The torturing and killing animals is how a lot of people, you know, start out before
start
moving
fires,
on.
Start fires, wet the bed, kill animals, watch those kitchen knives, you know?
Just, yeah.
I mean, I know I'm a furry and I know I'm a lot more absorbed
welcome to
animals.
Fuck humanity, Cash. Yeah.
The world is a vampire.
Yeah, I know I am, because I'm a furry, I like animals more than maybe some. Oh, my God.
The ones that I do have to admit, though, I like animals, but I don't want pets. I like them in the wild. I like to watch them on the Discovery Channel or something.
Well, I think the best way to put it is we don't want needless cruelty.
No, absolutely not. No needless cruelty. But the thing that did bother me, a lot of the comments on there were all focused on concern about the animals. And the same person would not make a comment on the two fucking human beings that were grievously injured and nearly got killed.
Well, to some extent, I mean, if you read some of the details, the one of these dogs especially was super important to that girl.
I understand that. And reading her reaction to being killed, even while she was injured, is heartbreaking. But
yeah,
I mean, you know, show some concern for the two people whose lives have been irrevocably changed because of this time. Not that you guys aren't, but I mean, just some of the comments, I was just kind of like,
lost his fucking leg. I mean, really?
Yeah. Shit's fucked up, man. So let's get off a downer cast and try to cheer up our listeners who've probably been hearing about this all of this week.
Yeah. And so in other news, let's take a 90-degree right turn. I'm playing The Secret World.
Oh, you and Cyan both.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's playing.
So The Secret World is a new MMO by Funcom, distributed by EA, but doesn't require Origin, so you don't have to get that shit on your computer. I had been keeping an eye on it. It's a modern MMO with a lot of horror elements. So, like, you play as the Illuminati, the Templars, or the Dragon, which is just a third faction that they tossed in there. Because, sure, the Templars, sure, Illuminati, the Dragon. And their theme is kind of retarded as well.
They're dragons.
Yeah. Whoa, dude. The more you know. I didn't think of that angle.
Really?
But yeah.
Their theme is
creating chaos for the sake of chaos, because that might bring about change. It's really retarded.
They're libertarians.
It's really retarded. And nobody plays that faction.
Oh, okay.
But the first section is,
what were they again? The
Illuminati, the Knights Templar.
The Illuminati, the Knights Templar, and Ron Paul 2012!
Yeah. I've only had it 2 days, and I'm enjoying it. It's brand new. It's like 3 weeks old, and buggy as fuck.
Yeah, Siam got into the beta. So he was actually doing some of the beta testing and fell in love with it there. You should drop him a line.
I was going to say, is this still in beta?
No, it launched 3 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Weeks ago. Very, very, very brand new game. Doesn't even have an auction house yet, which makes...
Holy fuck! Sorry. I felt the need to react.
Okay.
Holy fuck!
which makes actually leveling kind of hard. Because there's no real easy way to get upgrades. It's only by the luck of items dropping. So I have hit a couple of difficulty walls and had to go back and do some pretty heavy grinding.
That sounds hardcore, dude.
It's relentlessly hard.
Now, did you see the dojo and where you can test build some of your points and get them back again so you're not locked in?
Well, there's like that in the Templar area too. But the thing is, I started out with the machine gun and then decided to not use the machine gun. So I just have a bunch of points spent in machine gun that probably could have been spent elsewhere. But in any event, the game itself is unforgivingly hard, but there's no real death penalty. It's kind of to the point, because fast travel is kind of limited, that people take to doing B teleporting. Okay, one of the things in the game is if you type /reset, your character dies. And you can choose which respawn point to go to. So if you don't want to run all the way across the map, you just pop yourself in the head and wake up. It costs a little bit of money.
I know it sucks when I've been stuck in traffic, but I haven't been like, I'm going to kill myself.
Well, if you could resurrect to cross, back home with no real penalty. But
my car would still be stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
With a dead body in it, I'm assuming.
Bodies disappear.
Oh, okay. All right.
But the game itself is very horror-themed.
Xander spent all night killing himself.
The game opens up with a zombie apocalypse in a main town named Kingsmouth.
Mm-hmm.
And, then it goes into the horror from the sea, Cthulhu style. And then you have, a haunted amusement park and the Innsmouth Academy or something like that. It's very, Cthulhu mythos style.
No.
In any event, this is the North American horror theme zone. Then there's Egypt. Then there's Transylvania. Then there's like a couple other large zones.
Hmm.
It's pretty cool. I'm having fun with it.
Sounds cool.
It's one of those games, though, that I don't know how long it has to live.
Like, it seems like any other MMO other than WoW, you know?
Yeah, and the thing is, some of the quests are... They require you to do some thinking. So one of the things in the game is investigation quests.
Are you talking about the ones you Google?
Huh?
The ones you Google?
Yeah, where you have to do some correlation.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a quest to... It's called the Kingsmouth Code, which... The game includes an in-game browser for this specific reason. So, you have to follow the Illuminati signs, and it instructs you to go look at a sewer lid, manhole cover, and then it just tells you, follow the Illuminati signs. Well, if you look at it for a bit, you see that the pyramids are all pointing a particular way. And then you go, okay, you follow it to its terminus point. There's a plaque on the end of a pier that you read the pier, and it gives you this hint about in the seat of power, and there's a triangle with some symbols on it, and it puts a in dedication to, and it gives a name. If you Google the name, it's the name of a real-life artist who did portraiture. So when you go to the when you go to the town hall, there's a bunch of paintings in there. And if you look at the wrong ones, some of them are like, there's nothing here. Some of them give you fake clues. Some of them, but there's one that is a portrait. But if you didn't Google them, you wouldn't know. And it gives you this another cryptic thing. And you're supposed to, like, look at the clocks in the building. And all the clocks are set to 10:10. And in the dialogue you get, there's mention of the Word of Kings. And this is one of those, think about it. If you go have to go Google a Bible, Google Kings 10:10, 1 Kings 10:10, and... It tells you this this other thing, and then you get this information, and you have to go to this place, and the access code to the building is a reference to the Bible verse.
Huh.
So,
it sounds not exactly Shadowrun-y, but that kind of follow the clues kind of thing.
Yeah, and requires a little bit of brain work.
Yeah.
It doesn't explicitly state things out. And yes, there are guides out there because the game's been out a couple weeks. But even then, sometimes they're not always correct.
Mm-hmm.
And it is pretty satisfying to kind of figure out a puzzle by doing some quick Googling. And like there was another quest that was actually a lot simpler, a lot shorter. We had to guess. Actually, there's two of them like this where... You had to do some correlation, or it's like you look at a computer and get the password hint. And there's a couple things in the room you can look at to kind of guess. And it's like my favorite composer, and he has a couple memorabilias from a concert about the four seasons. Which composer did the Four Seasons? That was Vivaldi. That's the password.
Oh, okay.
And there was another one where you're sent to go investigate a Men in Black's car, and there's an open laptop, and there's two dead bodies nearby. So the password, the hint is, my wife. But if you look at the two people, they're unrelated, they're not married, and the woman's not his not the guy's wife. But if on their ID badge, which you click and it shows you an image of it, it has the Orochi Group website, which is the company they work for. If you go in Google to Orochi-Group, it brings up the ARG website, the alternate reality game, where you can look at a personnel. You can Google, well, search on the site for that guy's name, and it gives you a fake personnel blurb. And in there is like, to the love of my life, my loving wife, her name.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to do some looking outside of the game. It's all very clever and rewards, you know, searching. But
interesting.
It's a very different game.
Yes.
It is not for the WoW babies.
I mean, I've been watching Siam play some of it, and of course he talks about it. I haven't actually sat and played it myself, but it looks neat. So.
Yep. It'll be a niche title.
I just bought a book.
Oh.
So, well, I've seen a lot of movies and stuff based on Neil Gaiman's writings, but I haven't actually read any of his prose. Mm-hmm. So I just bought Fragile Things because I like short story collections because it gives you a chance to see a lot of different types of stories, whether it's by multiple authors or one author, and not be stuck in one long narrative. So it's like if I like some of the short stories, then I might hit up one of the novels later on. So
yeah,
it was $10 on a Kindle. I was like, that. I think when I'm not reading shit for editing for Fur Planet, I think that'll be the next personal thing I read.
Cool. I do want to add, though, that even though it does have those unique quests, they are mixed in with your standard kill quests and fetch quests. So, I mean, you're still going to have the standard MMO tropes, but there is enough variance that, you know, it's something new, and your character, because it's in the modern world, you have a goddamn cell phone.
Why are you throwing things at
Sabre? Why are you throwing things at me?
Just because.
But
don't.
Well, you're welcome to throw your iPad. I mean, it's your iPad.
Money to throw away.
Crunch. But it's set in the modern age, and your character has a goddamn smartphone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when you're done with the quest, you call it in, and they go, "Great." And wire you your funds. You don't have to run back to the quest giver.
That's cool.
So some of the quests are designed to just send you on to the next area and talk to the next dude.
Right.
That's
pretty ballin'.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things that WoW has a couple of quests like that, but it's set in a fantasy universe, so they have to, like, MacGuffin it with, ooh, the magic crystal the guy gave you did this.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you can't just flip open your phone.
The magic of friendship is telling you that you have to.
Yes. Whereas my character pulls his smartphone from his pocket, calls his boss at the Templar Order, hits the button, sends the report, gets money wired into his account.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways. Oh, there's 30 minutes of banter. We have bantered.
Banter.
I'm burning up tonight. Are you radiating heat? Maybe you are.
No, actually, I'm
sweating like a priest in a whorehouse.
Yeah, you are kind of warm.
Yeah.
Shouldn't it be a priest at a scout camp?
Oh. Goddamn Boy Scouts. All I can say is...
Yeah, here comes another rant.
Oh, that's the other terrible fucking
man,
news this week. Yeah.
Fuck the Scouts. What the hell? They are led by a bunch of dumb motherfuckers.
Yeah, fuck them.
Fuck them.
Yeah. Took them 2 years to sit down and decide, nope, still don't like fags.
Well, then there's the whole, you know, retroactively rescinding some dude's eagle badge and shit like that.
And I saw another headline from a straight eagle scout that turned his badges in. It basically was like, I'm not going to be a part of a homophobic organization.
They
basically
took a gay eagle scout away?
Yeah.
Yes.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't let your kids grow up to be Boy Scouts, kids.
And the,
That's cruel. You know,
go join Campfire. Go send your daughters to Girl Scouts.
Apparently, Girl Scouts are way ahead of Boy Scouts.
Oh, yeah. Well, they bear in mind, they're completely separate organizations.
Yep, absolutely.
And speaking of homophobic cunts getting told, Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fuck those guys, too. Man, we're just like, fuck them, and fuck them, and fuck that guy. Well, fuck Chick-fil-A, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I haven't eaten there in about a year and a half because of their bullshit.
Yeah, it's been quite a few years since I've eaten there.
Yeah.
I'm going to open a competing restaurant called Dick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-Gay.
Chick-fil-Gay, yeah.
Well, see, that was a thing. That was, like, podcast food. You would joke about going to Jesus Chicken. But then when, like, stuff came out in, like, 2010 that they'd been donating to, like, the Ruth Institute and stuff like that, we stopped. And people were like, oh, dude, but I love their chicken. And
I actually don't. I like their waffle fries.
I like their chicken a lot. Yeah. But I'm not going to support their company.
I really like their waffle fries, but waffle fries being delicious is not enough to like be like, no, I want equality more than I want waffle fries.
Exactly. That's why I haven't eaten there for 2 years. But luckily,
somebody tweeted a way to like make their waffle fries at home. So I need to find that
and tweet. And the Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Yes. Mm.
But I thought it was pretty funny. The mayor of Boston, Chick-fil-A has been trying to expand up into Boston. And the mayor of Boston's like, you're going to find it very difficult to get a permit in my city.
Really?
Yeah, because like we're Boston. We're one of the most inclusive cities in this country. We're, you know, at the forefront of equality. We're not going to let a homophobic business like yourself set up shop in our town.
Nice.
And he's like, I'll write the CEO of their company and myself to let them know what I think.
Yeah.
You know, it really took the president to have the balls to be like, I support marriage equality. And all these other groups are like, oh, yeah, I guess I do too.
Yeah.
You know? It's motherfucking 50 Cent.
Still, the Pride Oreo was also great.
Yeah. But like, all right, so Frank Ocean, I think his name was, some rapper dude, right? Comes out.
Oh, okay.
Been rapping for a while. Comes out before his new album comes out. Catches a lot of hate. And 50 Cent and a bunch of other rappers are like, well, fuck yourself. You know, if you're going to hate on this guy because you're gay, you're an idiot. You know, I don't got a problem with gays. I think they should be able to get married, too. It's like, I'm not going to, you know, I agree with the president.
No shit. I'd heard about 50 Cent, but I haven't heard any of, like, his statements
and
or anything.
All it fucking took, you know, it's like now you've got... You know,
the NAACP came NAACP, out in favor, too.
A couple of Hispanic organizations, you know. Yeah, they're the big organization. They have a lot of influence. It's not going to change everybody's opinion, but it doesn't have to change everybody. You only have to change, you know, part of the public awareness.
Yeah, they're just showing the trends over the last couple of years, and it's just steadily rising of, and it's actually... Public polls are showing it's over half the nation. It's now in favor of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a gradual trend, and it's just slightly above 50%, but it's still above, and there's just, it's wonderful.
You know, as I've said many times, this country will be dragged into the future, kicking and screaming, and all those fuckheaded bigots can go die because the next generation after them doesn't care.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see how things go. I mean, and I really think that positive role models and things like incredibly popular shows like Glee have really helped.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just the visibility of gay people in culture is a...
And that we're normal fucking people that buy milk and, you know, go to work and, you know, we're not horrible monsters. We're just people. That's really helped, I think, a lot. So...
Well, I'll be damned. 50 Cent was actually talking about anti-gay won't pay in 2011 before the president's announcement.
Cool.
I just did a search on it. So apparently he had made homophobic statements in the past, but I guess he'd been lobbied or by pro-gay organizations that basically kind of gotten through to him, I guess, and... You know, he had a turnaround on it. Well, I'd like to read up more on this. It is pretty interesting, though. That, yeah. You know, especially that, you know, to have African-American culture.
Yeah.
More to light like that. Because, I mean, for the longest time, I mean, the stereotype is that black people and gay people don't get along.
Yeah.
And that was kind of enforced in 2008 with Prop 8 passing and Obama being elected. at the same time with the record number of African-American voters coming out. And then that memo came out, what, like a year ago or something?
Yeah, from NOM.
That they were specifically aiming advertising to split the gay and the black demographic because we're both pretty strong bases in the Democratic Party. And if they could get those two groups fighting with each other, mm-hmm. it would weaken the Democrats. And I'm like, man, that's just fucking evil, you know?
Yeah. That really is just... Never mind people honestly, like, campaigning on platforms and everything else like that, on shit that matters, but just doing shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really? I hate stuff in Congress and Senate where they block shit that would be for the greater good, just because if this happens when the other party is in power, it'll give them a boost. So never mind that the country needs it, they can't have the other, you know, party be made popular. So instead they block it.
Well, haven't you heard? The president's knee-bong.
What?
He's a knee-bong.
Knee-bong?
Leg and saddles.
You know how long
the sheriff's a Nick Boom.
I haven't seen it for about a decade, so.
Yeah, it's been a while. Excuse me.
Of all these films, I watched Spaceballs the most.
Yeah.
Combing the desert.
We ain't found shit. Man, that movie was ruined for me years ago by a friend who would watch it constantly.
Oh, God.
It was on DVD every time we visited, and I had a group of friends at that time that would repeat the words, the dialogue constantly. But now, it's probably been like 10 years since I've watched it. I could probably watch it again and actually enjoy it. But, yeah oversaturation in anything.
Yeah, I mean...
But that clue, I could totally. Oh, that is awesome!
I found the rebel bass.
Bass.
No, well, bass, yeah. Bass. Found the rebel bass.
Because it's a bass guitar. And the,
it's the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, it's the Millennium Falcon. Oh, what the heck is an aluminum falcon? Okay, so do you guys want to read emails?
I think we should, because we're just like random all over the place.
Well, we always do that, and it doesn't get any better when we read emails.
True.
So. Yeah.
So we did have a topic this week about beneficial cock blocking.
And apparently people hated it because we got like two...
People always hate our topics. We never have good topics, except when we do. So people just send in their emails anyway.
That's fine.
Doesn't really bother. It's just an idea.
Ain't no thing. Shit.
Our topics are suggestions.
Not guidelines.
They're like, if you think this happened, cool. If not, whatever.
Yeah.
Send us your shit.
Yeah.
But Rizzle.
You're white.
Oh, I am exceedingly white.
Okay. Exceedingly white.
I need
white.
To get a little bit more sun this summer. I mean, not like skin cancer amount, but just so I'm not quite so blindingly pale.
I'm white as shit, yo.
I'm translucent.
I'm super white.
Cock block or cock redirection?
Dun, dun, dun.
That calls for Wilhelm scream. Hey, Notcasters. As the subject states, my story may be a bit different from other emails. Well, for one thing, it's on topic, and the majority of the others aren't, so.
Yay!
To start, the person who cock blocked me was the guy himself. We'll call him Foxky. Telling me he wasn't ready for a relationship and wanted to finish school first since his last mate interfered and made him miss a year of college. I understood and we continued as friends for a while, with me still asking about possibly getting together at some time, till one day Foxy gave me the contact info of another guy, a skunk, who was after him as well and said that we should talk. After about a week, I decided to contact the skunk, and we started talking, and found out he was only two towns over while the Foxy was further in Alabama. We decided to meet up with his sister and my brother there, just in case. We hit it off and have now celebrated our second year as mates this past June, and have moved in together. So was it a cock block or merely a redirection? Either way, I'm happier than I've ever been and very grateful to our friend who put us together. The White Fox in Mississippi, Shade. P.S. I recently made my first purchase from For Planet, and I have thoroughly enjoyed the comics I ordered and will be ordering more in the future. Yay! Thank you for ordering, and glad you enjoyed the comics.
Yay.
And that's cool. I mean, I guess it's a redirection, kind of.
Yeah, because, I mean, it wasn't like you were prevented from going into a crazy bad relationship. It's just that they're doing ready and wanted to finish school, and that's really what you need to do. Go to school, kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, so, yeah, it looks like it worked out for everybody involved.
That is pretty cool.
Yay!
So are you going regular or winter shins?
You can read an email, Shiva.
Oh, God. beneficial cock blocking. Hey, all, funny topic. I was just recounting the story to friends, actually. At least it's a little related. My freshman year of high school, I got asked to the homecoming dance by a decent-looking young lady. We hit things off fairly well and ended up dating through the school year. This before I was willing to admit to myself, much less anyone else, that I was gay. Things went well enough, typical high school freshman dating with my parents chaperoning literally everything, since, you know, I couldn't drive. The weird part to me is when we went to the movies, she always wanted to see these god-awful films and suggested we go to these dingy, out-of-the-way theaters. Being the bright, hard-working son of decently well-off, intelligent parents, I insisted, encouraged by my parents, that we go see her terrible movies at least at the nice, clean, nearby theater that was always full of people. I didn't understand her desire to go to these places, but chalked it up to her wanting to save money and having abysmal taste in movies. My parents smiled and nodded. Eventually, we began to drift apart as our interests in lives diverged. This was sort of helped by my going home after our dates and furiously jerking off to gay furry porn and fantasizing about having a boyfriend. A few months after we sort of stopped talking to each other, she came up to me at summer school. We were both taking classes to free up time for others, and she handed me a nasty breakup note. The note explained her desire to go to these rowdy theaters to see bad movies was fueled by a desire to have sex in them?
Dun, dun, gasp! Dun.
That's right, I'm so gay I truly didn't see a girl trying to set up a makeout session with me as anything but poor choice in evening entertainment. Thankfully, my parents knew very well what was up and were very happy they didn't have to go do much to steer me away from that situation. So it's not actually a cock-blocking situation. I was a willing participant, but there you go. The girl has bounced between several men, bad colleges, and bad jobs since then. While I don't think it would have gone anywhere she tried, you know, you never know where I might be now if I hadn't had parents who didn't know their son was gay but did know his girlfriend wanted sex.
Huh.
So, cool story, bro. I had that same thing happen when I was, like, your age. So, like, I had the same sort of thing happen. This was when, like, I knew I was gay, but I was dating a chick for cover reasons.
Uh-huh.
And that was, like, her thing. She eventually said the only reason she dated me was because she wanted to us to have sex and she could have a baby.
Ugh.
And I was like, huh. And I never talked to her again. I was like, oh. And that was before cell phones and shit were really readily available. I had one, she didn't, so she couldn't like obsessively call me.
Oh, good for you. You should have been like, oh, I'll have sex, but no kids.
Like,
and fucking give it to her in the nasty, sticky back row of the dollar theater. Oh, yeah.
In the rusty wagon wheel.
That's why there's no kids.
Pretending was a boy.
I'm sorry. I only do it in the ass. Oh, no.
It's like, remember, you're still a virgin. Don't you can't anal.
The Bible don't say nothing about anal.
So, yeah.
They had poor lube back then.
Yeah. Just.
It just ain't the same.
You can't use sand. That's all they had. You're using sand for lube. Why does it hurt? Why are you screaming?
Read an email.
I'll read an email. Let's see. I'd catch a grenade for ya! Okay. Hoo boy, do I have a story for you guys about beneficial cock blocking. I gotta use that voice because the title.
Hoo boy!
Way back in my college days, about 2 years ago now, I had a totally awesome roommate named M. We were instant friends since we unpacked our stuff. He rolled out his giant dragon poster, I pulled out a dragon painting. He set down his Xbox with Halo 3 faceplate, I set down my Xbox with my Halo 3 controller. It was a good match.
And then we fucked.
As it turned out, we also had similar taste in women. I had spoken to and flirted with the hot gamer chick I'd happened to meet in orientation named Kay. She was fascinating to talk to, funny, self-assured, and talked big game when it came to sexual adventurousness. I was smitten, but so was M, though for different reasons. He, being the shy, courteous type, basically told me that I had met her first, so he was going to stand back and clear the field for me. I responded with, "You can't dibs, young lady, and we should let her choose," and thus the games began. Kay wavered between the two of us, seemingly favoring one of us, then changing to the other, flirting pretty aggressively. She went so far as to handcuff my roommate to his bed with my handcuffs and tease him while I was on the other side of the room, insanely jealous, sleeping in the same bed as him, fully clothed, and at one point gave me half a blowjob before leaving, thankfully with my roomie absent this time. Pretty clear red flag warnings of a psychological landmine, but this time I wasn't exactly thinking with the head on top of my shoulders. Anyways, despite the easily understandable motivation of the two of us to beat each other's throats with jealousy, M and I remained good friends throughout. Unfortunately, she then decided to date M and proceeded to tear his heart out with a very messy and emotional, for him, breakup. That left him close to suicide for a while, with my doing my best to look out for him. He had been in a very vulnerable position from the start, having dated one girlfriend previously, who more used him as a homework crutch and vent valve than a boyfriend, and Kay was a new level of intensity for him. I believe he lost his virginity to her as well, but I'm not certain. Despite the breakup, she still maintained contact with him and was much too friendly with him, further twisting the knife. This time, I had picked up on what was going on, and I could only do my best to hold my friend together through what was likely one of the most difficult parts of his life. In retrospect, it seems clear to me that Kay was one of those people who derives a sense of self-worth from the attention of others, and was trying to make us fight over her as a way to boost her ego and prove herself that she was worthy of being valued. I consider myself lucky that my friend took that crazy bullet. Honestly, though, I wish it had been me. I would have been able to better deal with the fallout. A shell-shocked veteran from the battlefield of love, Branth the Dragon.
That's quite the,
What a bitch.
Yeah.
And yes, your friend took the crazy bullet, and it was good of you to be there for him.
Yeah.
I can't think of anybody who's...
You're a good dude.
Anything like, cock-blocking for me. You know, somebody stepped in and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I can't think of anything like that.
Cock-blocking, beneficial or otherwise.
I lost a friend to this kind of behavior, too, back in the day.
To cock-blocking?
No, to this sort of bitch-in-the-middle attacks. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is, like, a long-ass time ago, though. This was, like, middle school
stuff. Oh, okay.
Let's see.
She was 14, but she had amazing tits.
Thank God for those hormones that
they put 15. In our chicken. There could have been legal fucking. But I was a dumb kid and never even thought that. But still.
I'm sorry. You can never say that you fucked a 15-year-old.
No, I can never, ever do that.
And now I can't either. Oh, well.
I lost my virginity when I was 19 and...
Oh, thank God.
He was...
I thought you were going to say 9.
No, 19, he was 24.
I
don't know 24. Why
I heard a pause there, but I was like, 19, okay,
I don't great. Know. I think the youngest person I was ever with was 22 or 23. I forget.
Mm.
So, no, I've never been with anything under 20, I think. So, I never had anything close to teenager, and thank God.
But yeah, she was a year younger than me, and she managed to... cause me and my best friend at the time to just stop being friends.
Aw, that sucks.
Yeah. Bitches, huh?
Yeah.
Bitches are crazy.
A great clip. I guess they said it's from Scrubs, which I've never watched.
I've been working my way through it.
It was like a guy and a girl sitting at a table, I guess, in the cafeteria of the hospital. And the guy just gets up and walks away, and the girl's like, what the fuck? And there's an older man sitting in the background, and he looks at her and goes, "Bitches, huh?" And that was like the end of the clip.
What?
It was just so random.
Non sequitur.
It was very funny. Somebody linked it on an FA comment on a journal I was reading today. And that's why I remember it. It's just bitches.
Bitches, huh?
Okay, so I guess it's my turn now.
Sounds like the cry of the dragon wolf.
Well, we're actually right at almost an hour.
You want to take a break?
Yeah, yeah. We'll stop and save, and then
okay.
Play a song, talk about some dongs.
Dong, da dong, dong.
Yep. Thank you.
boners because you may not need one.
With this wonderful item from AdamandEve.com, which Shiva is going to tell you about right now.
Oh, I am.
Totally.
Yes, because it's for chiquettes.
Let's see.
Because it's L-shaped.
It's not L. Well, it's kind of L-shaped.
That would be painful.
Yes. Yes. Okay, so this week's item from Adam and Eve is a hollow strap-on for him or her. It's pretty bright purple. It comes with its own harness. It's got 46 reviews, 4 stars on Adam and Eve. Let's see, to read you description. It's a strap-on, the 6-inch manly, long, 1.5-inch thick dildo for deep thrusting action.
Hell yeah.
It does what's on the package. It's for, you know, fucking somebody.
Fucking bitches. Aw, yeah.
Whether you're a girl wanting to fuck a guy or fuck another girl, or they advertise it for if you're a guy and you want to keep going after you've already lost your erection. I don't know.
After you've already come like a demon and that hungry hole is still like, I want more. So then you strap this beast on and you're like, I'm going to give you a few while I get going again.
A lot of the comments said it was a little bit too small for a guy to fit inside, even when they're not hard. So I don't know how long that will work, but I'm just, there was a lot of good comments about it was good for use on guys with a girl, which ties back to pegging earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So the good thing about this is the price. It's $24.95. And a lot of reviews said good for a first pegging item. And, of course, it's good with our coupon codes, so you can actually get this for half off, which means you can get a dong for $12.48, and it comes with free shipping, mystery gift, and 3 free DVDs. So you
if you use our coupon code...
Not K-N-O-T.
K-N-O-T!
And
we should, like, record, like, a musical blurb where we all say it together.
So for $12.48,
sell me some dolls.
So for $12.48, you can get your My Little Strap-On, your first strap-on, and have some fun pegging your boy. This is tempting.
I like the You May Also Like section just because of the name. There's the 10-inch Chocolate Dream Strap-On.
I think some of those might be, you know... I don't know. Yeah, Chocolate Dream, a couple of others, Dual Penetrator, another hollow strap-on. It's like, yeah, okay. So, yeah.
You know,
cheap dongs, we're all about the cheap sex toys.
I'm just going to put it out there.
Mm.
I think it's only a matter of time before they make some harness-compatible Bad Dragon. If they already haven't.
You can, there's toys out there by Tantus. They've got big, broad bases. And there's a number of harnesses that are adjustable. So I imagine you could probably, between the toys that Tantus makes, which are already pretty large, and some of the harnesses that work with them, you could probably get some of the smaller Bad Dragons to work with them.
Mm.
So
I was just thinking, you know, we're talking about Fieldos, and I'm like, they'd have to make, like a really extra weird one.
No, actually, they've got a harness assist for Fieldos just because some women have that are enthusiastically damp apparently have a whole hard time holding them in enough to thrust.
So yeah, I almost kind of wondered how well a Fieldo would work.
Well, it from what I've read, it really depends on how enthusiastic the woman doing the pounding actually gets. If she gets really worked up, then things can slip out. Yeah. Other than that,
gets lost into the depths of time and space.
It's more like clunk, darn it, stuff. Clunk, you know. So they do make harnesses to help assist. They're not quite the same thing. It's kind of just make sure it doesn't clunk and fall out.
Mm. The more you know.
Squish.
So Fuzz, you should read an email.
Do I have to?
I guess. They don't really have to.
Okay.
Do we have to do anything?
We could just sit here and bullshit.
I'm leaving.
We could stop this right now.
Get off this crazy train, go home, drink.
You know.
Coke.
I can go masturbate.
Oh, I got a bindle right here. Just
Yeah, I don't want to snort Coke Zero.
Yeah. Would you like Coke or Coke Zero? And, you know, it's a choice of cocaine or Diet Cola.
Which one's
better for snorting? Can you put the Coke into Coke Zero? Because then I can get my caffeine and my cocaine.
I'm telling you, there's some horrible things to accidentally snarf. Beer is one of them. Beer is horrible to actually snarf, because then you smell beer for hours because it gets up in your sinuses. Lemonade is horrible, too. Lemonade hurts.
Must be the lemons, because they're the acid.
Coke's pretty bad, too.
I learned an interesting expression the other day. It was because Nanny Moose posted this drawing on FA. I learned the expression, the angry dragon. And the definitions on Urban Dictionary vary, but most of them said it's when someone's going down on you and you ram your cock into the back of their throat just as you come, so that it forces your cum up into their sinuses.
Oh!
And it comes out their nose, and when you pull off, they look like an angry dragon.
Oh my! Oh.
No!
That sounds very unpleasant.
So, he drew this picture of his characters like going down on a herm, and she does the angry dragon to him. And then he gets his revenge by going, smooches! And she's like, ah!
Oh,
he's
God.
Got cum all over his mouth and coming out of his nostrils.
You don't want to know. I've
heard cum burns when in the eye, so it would make sense it would burn
in the sinuses.
On the sinuses as well.
Yeah, mucus you don't want it in your eye, and you don't want your nose.
Mm. I'm sorry, I've had way too many partners go, kisses? Afterwards, it's like, thanks, dear.
Well, I mean, Tieran and I kiss afterwards, but I think we don't mind because we're guys, and we're into dick anyway.
Yeah.
And cum is awesome. I mean, not for, like, swallowing tons of or anything, you know, it's just like, I love watching it shoot out. It's so much fun.
It's mostly just because they're being a deliberate pain in the ass than anything else. It's just like, kisses? It's like, God damn it.
Give you, oh, with like juice all over her bra.
Yeah, it's like, share? It's like, okay.
I thought you were into chicks.
Yeah, the difference between chick and myself, you know.
I'd totally be into yourself.
That's
in your case, literally, in a self-fisting.
No fisting. No fisting needed.
Not allowed.
Yeah, I agreed to the fist.
But I really want to claim that ass.
Oh my God, this is so hot. Sorry, this is so delightfully random tonight. Okay.
And delving into our sex lives, too.
I do want to claim that ass.
Like, and now we know why Saverin disregards bitches and acquires currency.
I'm trying to remember something. Anyway, okay. I have a non-topical email from Rahata here I'm going to read. So, greetings, Notcasters. It is your friendly lion here to comment and question. Firstly, over the last couple of months, I've gotten some art commissions, and it's all went well. There was good communication with the artist, and after payment was agreed upon, the art was done in a nice and timely manner. But after talking with some friends, I've heard a few bad stories from both the artist and commission side of things, and I've never had any problems since I first started getting art and badges. I was wondering, is this typical? Have I been lucky? Or are there really not that many bad situations in the furry art world? Secondly, and just for fun, what are the cast's favorite species? Not what you yourselves are, but do you have a favorite to see in art, clean or adult? For me, my favorite is ferrets. They're just so cute and slinky. I suppose that's all for now, and I hope to see you at future cons. Rahata. P.S. Furry bumper stickers we need. And this first one I actually mentioned on the show, but wolves, we do it in packs. Foxes, secretly ruling the world from the bottom. Chakats, the most useful shape in the game. Dragons, flying high over the stairs of the world.
So, favorite species that are not our own. So, not wolves for you, not foxes for you, and not chacats for me.
Okay. Giraffes. I'm going to put it random ass African ungulates. So, giraffes, pronghorn, okapis,
ungulates.
Zebras.
Oh, God, there's such a range because it's like, depending on the artist, it's like they can get me into a character, you know, like Terry Smith got me into ringtails. Kadath got me into giraffes with his and jackals with Patrick and Nightshade. And
I like his giraffes.
Llama Butt got me into goats. You know, there's a few artists that have drawn cute little goat boys with the little horns and the little fluffy tail, and it's just like foxes are still always fun, but God, I guess I just don't have like one species that
I've got a couple. I mean, otters. I always like otters. I'm very fond of equines of all flavors. Some of the other like okapis are like of course, foxes and wolves are pretty much most canids, not all canids. I've got
commoners.
I've got some that never did much to me. I mean, things like cows or, you know.
Oh, see, deer. I like my new bull commission I got at AnswerCon.
Oh.
It turned out really hot.
I don't think I've seen it.
What's his name? Strider, yeah. He draws his super hefty cow women that are like squishing him and all the time for some reason.
And he's the one like one of the few. I'm not majorly into equines, but I really like his Ashley character.
Oh God, I love Shinigami Girls equines.
Oh man, she has. There's a couple of hers that are just really really fucking hot. There's one where. The horse is the bottom, and it's like, I think the fox is the top. And yeah, it's just goddamn Shinigami Girl
is fantastic.
She does really good stuff.
Yeah, okay. She's go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say, so here is the sketch I got at AnswerCon.
Well, that's not bad at all.
So it's by Kadath, and it's. My character all girly mode, getting totally plowed by a big bull.
Yeah.
It's like, so hot. I love the balls and the cum shot. Just, it's so good. Love Kadath stuff.
Saying as how, you know, no chocolates, I just thought I'd leave off all tours because that's just kind of cheating. Because, well.
I don't like anything with too many limbs.
See, and that's...
Give me a centipede.
But I think you've got it right. As it really depends on the artist, and the different artists can sell different, looks to you.
Okay, well, actually, here's a question. Here's another topic. What about species you just don't like?
Well, that was me and bulls, bovines, usually.
I don't like gators.
Yeah.
I don't like most reptiles.
It depends. I mean, I've seen some nice dinosaur art,
Yeah, I mean, there's
like Fossil does some nice stuff.
Yeah.
I don't like dinosaurs.
I'm not really into scalies, but I wouldn't say that I dislike them. Like, I don't go out of my way to look at scaly art, and depending on the artist, sometimes it's pretty hot.
I'm also not terribly fond of dragons, either.
That was just it. I don't mind dragons as a fantasy race. I don't really get too into them as a furry race, especially... Horny ones, I guess.
I'm not really into dragons at all like that. I'm not really into quadrupeds. No offense, Jeeva.
That's fine.
Well, I guess you're a sextuped.
Yeah.
Because you have six limbs, but not into quadrupeds.
So not like ferals and that kind of.
Not ferals, no.
I didn't even know that was a term until like a year and a half ago for like the non-anthro. They call them ferals.
Well, that's like a... pretty standard furry classification, though, for people that are, like, all into, like, Lion King and Balto and the like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because they're sapient characters, but still animalistic in form.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of, though, the term feral to indicate that, so at least I learned a word for that style.
It's not a terribly accurate description because domestic just because they're on 4 feet, quadruped is better. Because, yeah. Like, Balto, the character, is still, like, intelligent and talking, but he's four-footed dog, but he's not feral in
traditional the reason, though, I definition. Think that there's a delineation, now we're going to get into some weird areas here, the reason there's a delineation between feral and, like, toony is that, like, within the context of the movies, they acted as animals.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They were the intelligent protagonists of the story. But they were still animals.
Mm.
But then you have something like, well, ponies. Even though they are quadrupeds, they live in a society that is structured, and they're the, well, not the top of the food chain.
They built buildings,
but they have a world. So like that kind of blurs the line a little bit. They got civilization.
Mm-hmm.
They're cartoons.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so what do you think about? Secret of Nim, then.
I was just thinking that.
Secret of Nim. The rats
have all built a society and stuff, but they're still
that
wild
actually
animals.
Is a very interesting, because that actually
it's
is
kind of funny we all have the same
thing.
Thought, but yeah.
Because
they're halfway between the
but
two.
But they have a society, but they're still animals in the context of the world.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're...
I love that damn movie.
Well, like, that's also, if you think about Redwall.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
They
have swords and clothes and shit.
Well, they have a society. They have a medieval society, but they don't really give themselves a scale. Are they human-sized? Are they small-sized? Do they build really tiny buildings?
Mm-hmm.
Are the mice are not the same size as the badgers, but they're not that big of a difference. And in the real world, badgers are pretty large compared to your average mouse.
Yeah.
So it's like they, I would say, like, Redwall falls under the flat anthro.
Yeah.
Even though the stories aren't, from what I've read of them, aren't terribly explicit one way or the other.
To this, when it comes back to Nim in the movies,
yeah.
I swear every time I move or there's something crazy, I hear Auntie Shrew yelling in my head, it's moving day!
Yes, absolutely. See, that was a big part of my childhood. And I noticed like some
that Watership Down.
Later generations have never seen or read those books or seen those movies.
Well, see, Watership Down would fall fairly firmly into the feral category.
That's very much, yes.
I love that damn movie.
Yeah. Like I said on another episode, I read the book 9 times when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. My paperback was falling to pieces. And then later on, when I was a teenager, I got a hardback, which I still have.
Also, as a corollary to the Nim, you also have, like, the American Tale.
Yes.
Yeah, I was thinking Fievel of Fievel. Yep.
Because they're a parallel society.
Cats in America.
And then there's the what is it, Flushed Away?
Yes.
When
yeah,
when he's underground, but they have like a whole little world built in the pipes underneath.
Mm-hmm. So it's like that doesn't really have a strict
guideline. Because
I mean, they're not they're not the species or the race in the world.
Yeah,
they are a parallel society hidden away.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's more feral, I guess, because they're living in a world with humans.
But they have their own society. They wear clothes and build shit and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's not feral. It's not. It's anthro, but small scale.
Yeah.
We ain't fucking wiki fur. We ain't gotta classify this shit.
I don't know. I had an interesting conversation the other day about furry and the nature of declaring it a discrete fandom and how it relates to other fandoms.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, and I've declared that furry is something of a meta fandom.
Yeah, it really before. Is.
We've always kind of said that because we don't have a central canon. We don't have a TV show or a book series or a movie series that we're built around.
All kinds of shit.
Yeah. We have an idea that the fandom is built around a concept and it comes from all sorts of different sources.
Yeah.
It's when you mix animals and human intelligence, and
you
got everything from talking animals to something where they're barely animalistic, like Thundercats, you know?
Yeah. See, I think it's the best fandom, yo. I mean, that's really creative, you know? That's just...
It's a very broad...
It's definition. Not just focused around one thing, I guess.
But. Well, you kind of got sci-fi, too, which is a very meta-fandom, too.
Yeah, as opposed to being like specifically Star Trek or Doctor Who or Star Wars or something. Yeah, or comic,
you know.
Yeah.
So there are other meta fandoms out there. We're just one of many.
Yeah.
So. What a random topic turn.
Ah, I know. It's been a
thanks, Rahata.
Yeah, it's a really good. I do want to address his first question in that email about the has he just been lucky that he hasn't had an unpleasant badger commissioning experience from an artist?
I've had pretty good luck, but I've heard of bad ones. My ex, Akisha, mm-hmm. had several outstanding from very well-known artists for years.
Yeah.
I mean, big-ticket items that just he never got the art for.
It depends. I've had pretty good luck. I've only had, like, one case I can really think of where I paid for something at a con, and the guy kept my sketchbook, and I never, ever do this anymore. I will never leave a con and leave my sketchbook with somebody.
Yeah.
Because he took me nearly a year to mail it back, and I'd paid for two full watercolor pieces, and I was just like, I don't even care anymore. Just send me my fucking sketchbook back because I need it for Anthrocon. It was going to my first AC. And he had the wrong character on bottom or on top, however you want to look at it. And it was just it was one inked sketch. You know, he didn't do the other drawing at all. Didn't color either of them. And
yeah, I won't give up my sketchbook to let them take home. I'll just get them to do loose art.
So that broke my confidence a lot, I guess, in terms of, or my faith a little bit in artists. And, you know, I think, and nowadays, it's actually kind of nice. Like, I've encountered a few artists that say they will not bring a sketchbook with them if it's like a commission that they can't fix at that they can't do at the site. They'll go home and they'll do it on their own. Like, Myenia was one. She tends to draw large. Like, she'll draw on, like, an 11x14.
Yeah, that's what she sent was home. She mailed to me from Oakla.
Right. I got a sketch from her, I think, at MFM. And she was booked up at the con, and she's more comfortable drawing at home anyway. Imagine most artists are.
Well, when it's very distracting.
You're in your own office or whatever, and yet your own studio, and you have your own resources. But yeah, so she mailed me the original, and it was just this big picture. The other one, it's Kadath, is kind of neat how he does, because he can do digital sketching as well, because I guess he has a tablet or something. So a couple of times I've had him do a digital sketch where he's the one where I'm having anal sex with Puzzle is a digital sketch from FC that he finished after FC and emailed to me. But the one I just showed you of the bull, it was an actual sketchbook in my sketchbook sketch.
And you've got artists that do all kinds of, you know, some want money up front and they don't want to proof sketches. Some, like, I'm working with Acello right now for a two-character portrait where he's given me a whole bunch of rust and before we've even settled on payment,
mm-hmm.
where we've actually, like, working out the, you know, poses and everything else before he goes and fully inks it.
Right.
I mean, but you've got all that from before I touch a pen and ink, you have to pay me when I did commissions, usually I'll give a rough sketch, at least get the positioning and everything work before I even take a penny. I at least want the basic line. It won't look very pretty, but I at least want the basic line worked out before we get that far. So it really depends on the artist. Yeah.
Yeah, and I always ask, like at cons, I'll say, do you want paid now or do you want paid when I pick it up? And the answers just vary very wildly. I haven't seen any distinct trend, because some people, they want their money up front, you know, before they start working on it and they put the effort to it. And then there's the other ones that don't want the money up front in case they've taken on too much and they can't get to it or something. They don't want to have to give a refund later. And it's just like a comfort level for the artist. And I'm usually okay with both, because I tend to go with people whose work I know quite well. And in the case of a couple whom I've gotten to know a little bit better than, hey, random artist, you know. So I tend to go with who I trust.
Yeah, this is Acello is about the only one I've commissioned outside of Fiesta. Mm-hmm. I mean, pretty much I get all of my art in person at that particular con. Some I've gotten a couple pieces at OklaCon, but that's because that often they're the same dealers I see at Fiesta. It's like, oh, right. Hey, I haven't seen you in 6 months, blah, 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 and shoot the
poop. Yeah, I haven't seen you in 6 months. Draw me some porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, see, I feel really weird about commissioning, because I run the Den and Alley, I feel really freaking weird commissioning stuff at Fiesta, because I run the Den. I don't want special, you know, suck up or anything else like that. So mm-hmm. I am really weird about entering into transactions with dealers, because I don't. It's one thing if I come to your table, there's a book, it's got a price on it, I pay you the money, I pick up the book.
Yeah.
When it comes
to the quality of my work is not going to vary.
Yeah, you're not going to give me a special price or anything else. It's just,
it's the book.
The book. Yeah. Whereas I feel like if I'm commissioning art, I might get special consideration or.
Oh no, if I don't give her the art, I might get kicked out.
Yeah, and I don't really want that.
Yeah.
So usually I end up doing it through a third party.
You know, I have to say though, that most artists that are doing this and have been doing this for a while approach it very professionally, and they understand when it's a business transaction.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because when I first bought For a Planet, I had those concerns too, especially commissioning artists whom I'm publishing in some capacity or working with, that I don't. A couple of my artists have included my character in the background as a cameo or something, which mm-hmm. I thought was kind of cool, but it wasn't something I requested. But then, you know, when I'm going for a commission or something, you know, I'm going to walk into it expecting to pay them the same as any other customer would. And they understand that, and I understand that, and I've just been dealt with just like any other customer. You know, I've gone up to artists that I've known for years, and if they're full, I'm like, okay, that's cool. I'll try to catch you tomorrow or whatever, but I don't expect or demand any kind of preferential treatment because of my role in the fandom.
I've had a couple of the dealers give me little trinkets, like, you know, just like, oh, here's a magnet, and things like this, and I really treasure those because it's something that I remember from this year that was a gift from someone I enjoyed working with, and like the magnets go in my fridge, and I remember getting those, and they're they're nice because they're just little memorabilia of a good time.
Yeah.
They're not super big gifts. They're like little $1 or $2 things, so, but it's just a nice little, it makes me smile, but I'm just weird about commissions because here I'm going to be dropping anywhere from 15 to, some of the artists are really, you know, you can drop a good chunk of change on them. Right. And they're usually worth it. But I just feel kind of strange. I like having that buffer between me and them just because. I mean, there's some of them where I've done, they've been in there for, this is going to be their fifth year, and I'm comfortable. We have a working relationship, and we've established that, yeah, I can buy art from you, and you're not going to, you know, use it to schmooze up to me
right
later on. So I'm comfortable ordering stuff from them.
Yeah.
But it's like the newbies, I'm always careful because I don't want to seem like I'm overly friendly with one dealer or another, and that's why they always get in.
Yeah.
Just because there is such a crunch.
Yeah, you want to be Switzerland. You want to be all neutral.
Yeah, well, that's basically, I have to kind of be neutral.
Which, no, I mean, that's a really good way to be, and
so, yeah, I mean, I will make sure that I go and I'll get a couple things from the Alley folks, because I do like seeing their work and establishing a good rapport with them, so.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, just, I know it's my own weirdness, so I usually send Siam around and used to be.
No, it's understandable. Yeah. I mean, like I said, I could see it both ways. I could pretty much assure you that you approach a veteran artist like Heather Bruton or Dark Natasha or somebody, they're going to treat you on a business-to-business relationship. You know, and maybe a younger artist or maybe somebody that you just don't know well, I could see your concerns. But
yeah.
And it's an important role that you fill, so, you don't want to jeopardize that and the confidence that dealers have that they're going to be treated fairly.
Yeah, the whole confidence thing, because rumor mills fly.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's the last thing that I want is a bad rep for the con of, oh, if you don't suck up to the den lead, you know.
Get on your knees and suck my jackass cock. Hey, can you draw my character with 6 clitorises? What's the plural of clitoris? Is it clitori?
I don't think there is a plural. There's only one.
Clitorazzi. So were you going to say something, Saffron, or?
No, I just was like, that email spawned a very long tangent.
So yes, let's move on.
Yeah, so I guess it's, is it Shiva's turn?
Should be Saffron's
turn. Yeah, actually.
Well, no, because originally I was sitting next to you and that was the rotation.
Okay.
And I read that one.
Okay, well, I'm going to, let's refresh.
Okay. I'm going to archive the one I just read.
So there's
two from one person that are connected.
He derped and sent it to early.
And they're both long.
We can have Saverin read that one if you want to read the other one.
I'll read the other one.
Okay.
It was on topic last episode.
Yay!
Hello, everyone. I may have missed the Derpageddon train, but that's not going to stop me jogging behind it like desperately. Like an abandoned puppy, I made myself sad. Defenstration, the act of throwing something out the window. In primary school, I defenstrated myself. Our AV room had large blocks that we would use as seats, and there was a corner next to a window where I would sit when we watched a video. On this occasion, someone had opened the window but also closed the curtains, so upon leaning back, I tumbled straight out onto the concrete floor outside. This was apparently hilarious. Also amusing was a time my brother had a stomach bug. Our house has 2 bathrooms, both at opposite ends of the house. And while using one bathroom, my brother suddenly had the need to vomit. Here's the thing. Instead of using the bathroom he was already in, he attempted to sprint through the house to the other bathroom to unleash his chunky, vomitous mass. He did not make it. Why? Why would you leave one bathroom to go puke in the other? I mean, that doesn't make sense.
This one is for puking, and the other one is for pooping. And you piss in a kitchen sink like a normal person.
And finally, the story which
my mother... Especially if you're a girl. crouch on the countertop.
And finally, the story which my mother told at my 21st to illustrate my perpetual obliviousness... is when I half carjacked someone. We had parked outside my brother's school behind another white car, and I had to run to drop off something for him. When I got back and was halfway done putting my seatbelt on the passenger seat, an unfamiliar voice said, you right, dear? I turned to my left to see a complete stranger clutching her wallet in a fear. Having an opportunity to explain myself, I actually warbled out, "You're not my mother." Then jumped out the car and had to walk to our actual car in shame as my mother bobbed up and down like a bladder on a stick from laughing so hard. The stranger in the other car was also laughing hysterically as we drove past, as was some random woman who happened to be walking by. Fun times.
You're not my mother. Good times.
You're not my mummy.
Mommy,
are you my mommy? No.
So last one is yours, Saverin. Take her home.
Yay.
Yes, the last one's is yours.
Alright, and Saverin thought he was done with math. It's the Wolfie Man here again, but not with a shameless pimping. Instead, I've got another relationship math issue for you. For bonus points, it's all long distance.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a shameful pimping instead.
Okay, so here are the principles. First, there's me. A girl will call A, and a fellow will call footlong, or F. A has a thing for F and I. I have no trouble with this, being rather poly, though she tends towards monogamy. She's been friends with F for some time, which developed into love during a game of singlehood tag, where she had an abusive boyfriend and F was engaged. They were both available, but vulnerable. I came into the picture somewhere between engaged and vulnerable. A and I have been taking things slow because of all these factors, which is fine. The problem comes when she tells F how she feels. Being burned out in relationships, he says he's not interested. An attitude he's repeated multiple times. Despite his claims that he doesn't want one, he continues to send her unsolicited nude pics of himself, flirts, and talks about wanting to hook up for a little FWB action.
Friends with benefits.
Every time she says she doesn't want something that could be serious, citing his protest, he acts shocked that she would want that with him. Like, he just didn't know she was interested. Then a couple weeks later, it's back to, I don't want a relationship, but I'd love to fuck you. You know, I don't think I'm ready for a relationship, but I am ready to get my dick wet. As for myself, I want A to be happy, no matter who she ends up with, but there's the problem. Okay, just a day or two after acting shocked again that A wants a relationship and would consider F for it, he sent her another and asked for a pic, and A is feeling like an ass. That's where I have a problem with this. A is feeling like she is doing something wrong. Now that's just painful, and that she's actually a bad person for all of it. I'm increasingly frustrated by this, as A's already fragile self-esteem is gradually being whittled away by this. If you want a... next email. At any rate, the big question is, what should I do here? After that wall text, at least on my phone, I'm not sure what I should be doing to try to help A out with this. I'd like to throttle F, but the whole Canada-US border thing makes that tricky. Any help? Howlingly yours, the Wolfie Man. P.S. At least I spelled the most of this right.
Yes, yes, you did.
So, the chick is getting a bit mind-fucked by the dude there.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up. I mean, either, you know...
He's kind of like rope-a-dope, where she's the dope, and he's got the rope. Mm. He reels her in. She's like, oh, I want you. Oh, but you can't have me, baby.
Yeah,
I'll fuck. No!
Yeah. Oh, then, you want a relationship? What?
Yeah, it sounds like F is a douchebag.
Yeah, I mean, either you don't keep leading someone on who would like an actual relationship with you, you know? It's just, it's rude, you know? At least not keep being fucking surprised when the person is still interested, because you're still flirting.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really up to A to cut him off, though. There's only so much, I mean, you can act exasperated and tell her that this is fucked up, but she's got to be the one to cut that off and just say, enough, either nude, you know, stop sending me nude pics or give me a relationship or something, but we got to stop this thing.
Sure, yeah. You're right.
Yeah, that's just fucked up.
Basically, Wolfie Man, you need to make it abundantly clear to her that he's just playing games with her.
Yeah, that's not
cool. That, you know, this isn't going to go anywhere, and he's just stringing her along.
Yeah, basically.
Because, yeah, she might really dig this guy, but him acting like this shows that he doesn't reciprocate.
Yeah.
So, that's my 2 cents. At least not
the same level of interest.
Well, yeah, yeah. He totally wants to, like, get his dick wet, but he's not interested in anything further.
Yep.
Yeah, I concur with you guys. This other guy's kind of a prick. And, yeah, she needs to step off of that.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You know, and I don't know how you can't force her to understand this, you know. Lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
Mm-hmm. Basically.
And,
yeah. All you can do is kind of be there for her or be someone to talk to, you know.
But also, as a side note, I mean, if she keeps doing this and she's, like, perma-friend-zoned you, there's, you know, no reason to stick around either.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a relationship.
So, do you guys have any ideas for next week's topic?
I'm thinking, I mean, you'll
I won't be here, most likely.
You probably won't be here.
I'm going to be a very sore kitty.
Yeah, which is perfectly fine. We want you to get your rest and feel better. So I'm thinking Saverin and I may just come up with something. We might just do a next week, send in whatever you want to hear Saverin and I talk about, I guess. We'll just do like a random show.
It's like, what do you want to hear us pontificate about? You
could always send in funny emails to cheer me up. Funny stories. Well, we kind of just did Derpageddon, but still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Funny stories of not necessarily being derp would be nice.
I'm open to just kind of whatever, and it'll just be a couple of hours of us shooting the shit, and we'll talk about things and stuff and see what happens. And...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and hey, maybe next week the news won't be all shit.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Awful and full of hateful, evil rubbish.
We'll try to find some fun things to talk about one way or the other.
Yeah.
Okay. So, why don't y'all do the rundown of the contact?
All right. Well, you can always contact us online at notcast@foxzephyrs.com or just notcast@gmail.com. You can find us on FA on Twitter. On LJ, under Notcast. You can always use our coupon code NOT at adamandeve.com to save yourself some money and help out the show. And if you'd like, give us a rating and a review on iTunes. We've really neglected it. And I think the last time I talked about it, not counting last week, it had been like 6 months.
So, a little bit of love would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
So. We're not trying to be ultra-popular. We're just trying to... get noticed a little.
Okay.
And there's always the irk.anthrochat.net.
irc.anthrochat.net /notcast.
Because, just pound us.
Register your nick.
Because we are an adult channel.
Yes.
Well, we're an adult channel, and it makes it a lot harder for people to flood it with bots.
Yeah, spam. So, personal Twitter account, I'm Chimera, K-H-Y-M-A-E-R-A on Twitter.
I'm Fuzzwolf2000.
I'm Saverin Drake.
And that's how you find us.
Incidentally, that's in Secret World, you make your first name, your last name, and then you have a middle, which is your handle, which goes up in the chat.
Mm-hmm.
So I have Saverin Sandfox Drake.
Oh, cool.
That's neat.
That's how to find you.
Yep.
I guess, right?
If you're playing the Secret World, all... several dozen people. they started real small. It's not a huge install base yet.
Okay. Well,
so okay. On that note,
good night.
And big balls.